The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Racing Podcast. My name is Jack and I'm joined by Ross Brierley. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you?
I am very well, my good man. I am very, very well indeed. Ready and I'm not sure what for, just life. Just
action.
Ready for action, always. Yeah. I am coiled like a spring.
Excellent.
Which is not good.
But it's doable for the next 20 minutes.
It is. It doesn't help with sleeping, though.
No, absolutely not.
That's the downside.
No. Or I imagine getting upstairs
downstairs is fine. Yeah, I do take a slinky approach to that, but yeah. Upstairs a little bit more difficult. Yeah,
well, reference for the kids there,
of which there are many listening, I'm sure.
We start with the news on the front of the Racing Post that Air Force Blue will be going for the Irish 2000 guineas.
Yeah, they're going for a bit of a retrieval mission after a very disappointing run at Newmarket. Obviously, luckily for them, it was too bad to be true at Newmarket, which is always better than, oh, he's just not as good as we thought he was. There's that to look forward to. They've removed the tongue tie, but he is up against his conqueror in the shape of Galileo Gold, and also a very nice horse in the shape of Ortard as well. So it's certainly no walk in the park, but whatever happened at Newmarket, apparently they've either got to the bottom of it or they've decided there's sod all we can do about that now. Makes perfect sense to go and try and...
Yeah, because there was 15 lengths in that, wasn't there? That's a hell of a defeat.
Well, that's the thing, but it's I'd rather be turning around that than getting beaten 2 lengths and thinking, actually, yeah, he probably is, Galileo Gold's just a bit better than us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At least they've... Whatever the excuse was, and I'm sure they've concocted one, then it gives them a chance to make up for that defeat.
And the removal of the tongue tie is interesting as well. Am I right in saying that was the first time that Air Force Blue has ever had the tongue tie?
Yeah, and it's not a really connections that experiment with those with much accoutrements, just to get that word in. So it was a little bit of a surprise at the time, a failed experiment, should we say.
Yep, fair enough. Air Force Blue will be running against Galileo Gold, as you said, once again. Galileo Gold, also been in the news, will not be running in the Derby.
No, which is, I'm having a bit of deja vu. Of course, they came out a week or so ago and said that they weren't going to go for the Derby because they did a gene test, and the gene test said, are you mad? You've got a Group 1 miler. Stop trying to have your cake and eat it too. Then they came out and said, well, actually, we really like cake, so we might try and have our cake and eat it too. But now they've decided that it's just not worth it, and that makes perfect sense. Obviously, from a breeding perspective, it'd be nice to win everything under the sun. But also from a breeding perspective, it's a bit disappointing if you go to the Derby, get battered, and it ruins your entire season. So often, I do prefer it when people take chances with their horses. In this case, it seems a reasonable decision.
I think it's sensible, isn't it? And finally, before we look at the action from Saturday, some really good racing on the card. Minding going for the 1,000 Irish guineas.
Yeah, that is a bit of a surprise, given that she's been talked up in terms of going for the even the Derby a few weeks ago. She's favourite for the Oaks. Not very long between the Irish guineas and the Oaks, albeit she's such a cut above her rivals, she could turn up at the Curragh on Sunday, waltz home in second gear, and it'd be nothing more than what she would have done at home. So, again, not hugely surprised. Some people say, oh, you know, it's not very long till the Oaks, but I don't think she'll be hugely pressed to win the race on Sunday anyway.
There must be that, because most owners will be probably wanting to wrap their horses up in cotton wool ahead of the Oaks, but they obviously trust Minding enough to run both.
She's shown that she's a rather special filly. Of course, that still go wrong, but yeah, it doesn't surprise me that much.
No. Well, let's hope it doesn't go wrong. Well, let's have a look at the action on Saturday then. Plenty of racing across a number of impressive cards. We're going to do the races in time order. We'll have a look at two from Haydock and one from Newmarket as well. But let's go to Goodwood first for the 250. It's a listed race. It's over the mile and four furlong. Quite a small field here. Six go. What do you make of this one?
Yeah, small but select, I'd say, for the this listed race. First off, I very much like Mount Logan. I think he's a lovely horse. Nice to see him back up to a mile and a half as well, as he dropped back in trip last season over 10 furlongs. But I still think he's got more to come over this trip. The best performance on my my speed figures was when he won at Doncaster back in 2014 over a mile and a half, and he looked like a really progressive type. It's no great surprise to see him stepped up in grade here, and he will no doubt slowly take the approach towards group races. He might be overbet, as Roger Varians invariably are, and Mr. Singh is always a danger as well. At a huge price, a complete outsider of the lot intrigues me a little bit, though, and that's Noble Gift, who won a handicap at Ripon last time out. He's been in really good form this season. He just, I think Mount Logan will win, but I thought Noble Gift could get the run of the race, and his record over a mile and a half recently is absolutely rock solid, so it's no surprise that at this age of six he's taken another crack at winning a listed race. I thought he could get the run of the race, potentially, Noble Gift, but I do think Mount Logan's the best horse in the race, and I will side with him primarily.
Yeah, Noble Gift won in a small field, actually, at that race in Ripon. But Mount Logan, the pick for Ross, then. Let's move on to the 3:30 from Newmarket. That's the next race we're going to focus on here. And this is also a listed race. It's over the 1 mile and two furlongs. And again, not a huge amount to look at here, just the five.
Yeah, small again, but select field here for this 3:30. Some nice types in opposition. It's probably going to be a two horse race on the betting again between Linguistic and Algometer. Only £3 between them on official ratings. Algometer finished second to Midterm in the Sandown Classic Trial back in April. That Classic Trial is always a bit deceptive. It never really works out as well as you anticipate it to, and Midterm, of course, has come out and disappointed, being beaten at York. So there is a slight concern about that, and also the concern that Algometer has raced exclusively on softish ground, and he's by Archipenko as well. There was a very good record on rain softened ground, which would worry me a little bit about his performance on likely fast going at Newmarket, which means I'm going to side with Linguistic, who I think might well be one of the best bets of the day. Won quite takingly here at Newmarket on his penultimate start, and then just got a little bit out-battled by Viren's Army last time out over at Chester, just failing to get there in the dying strides. There is a slight worry that he's had four races so far. He has just been outpointed on a couple of them. He might not be the most straightforward horse in the world, but I think he will be better suited by the conditions than Algometer will.
Okay, that's the selection for Ross. Then we move on to a bigger field this time. We're going to look at the 3:40 from Haydock. This is for the fillies, and there are 11 going to post. This race looks like a competitive one, but Interception is likely to start off as the favourites.
Yeah, which kind of intrigues me, because I think that makes this race a betting race. Given that Interception is likely to be too short. Again, David Lanigan, another yard who do attract money in abundance. Their horses are often overbacked. Interception's a very talented filly, but she is a bit of a free goer. She races on her nerves. After winning a handicap at Ascot last year in impressive fashion, she then disappointed in listing and group company. So, and she's 6 years old as well. She's up against a lot of younger, improving types. Yeah, I'm not overly convinced. To be honest, I think she might end up being a little bit too short in the betting, and I'm going to side with Ridge Ranger, who admittedly is only five as well, but she's had a little bit less racing and she's really found her feet over the last 12 months or so. She won a first handicap of Marcus 76. She's now rated 103 after a runner-up in a Group 3 last season, and then a win last time out over at Nottingham. I think she'll be suited by the track. I think she'll be suited by the conditions. It was a very good speed figure that she recorded at Nottingham last time out, over six furlongs on fast ground, which is what she'll get. And she'll be a much bigger price than Interception. So I think Ridge Ranger is very interesting for Eric Alston.
Ridge Ranger, then, the selection in the 3:40 for Ross. We move on to the Temple Stakes, which is a Group 2. It's got 16 runners at the moment over the five furlongs. These need a little bit of sorting out here. Ross, can you do that for us?
Yeah, they're a bit of a nightmare, aren't they, these 5 furlong group races, because a whole host of horses would have chances. Past couple of years, we have seen a couple of relative surprises as well. Mecca's Angel again is another one who's likely to be favourite. I mean, to be fair, a lot depends on the weather. And I bear in mind that these races are being previewed on Friday when the ground is officially good to firm. There are scattered showers apparently around in various places. And Mecca's Angel is another one who wants softer ground. If it doesn't ease up a little bit at Haydock, she might find things happening a bit too quick for her. If it does remain fast, I'm interested in Wardy, who was just beaten at Newmarket last time out behind Profitable. Again, I get the feeling there's more to come from him. Couldn't quite get to grips with the other side, the horses on the other side, and he's a horse that just reminds me very much of these of a lot of sprinters that Handemar Maxim's had, who've improved out of handicaps into group races, and they keep going at the age of 4. And I think with that run under his belt, he's going to be very interesting for John Gosden. Of course, he was beaten by Profitable, who reopposes here today, and he's probably going to be a bit of a bigger price. But I do think there's more to come from Wardy, especially if the ground is faster.
Okay, that race then, one to keep your eye on the weather forecast in and around Haydock. So do consider that before you place your bets. Thank you very much for your selection. To us, as ever, good luck with them all. And you can hear us on William Hill Racing Radio. All of the podcasts are available on the news page of the William Hill website, and the racing podcast will be back again tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.